You're listening to Tamar v'Chazar with Daniel Eisberg. Mikhsaches Erevin Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We're going to start at the bottom, close to the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The simon for Samach Gimel is a segue. I think he's like Yeshiva Katana boys and segues or something like that. At least that was a previous year simon. So segue, and that's a good segue for the conversation, which is about paskening Shilas Pnei Rabo. That's been the major topic since the halfway through the Amud on the previous Amud, and it continues here tonight. So, but not for too much longer. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. So we're about 1, 2, 3 verses, 7 or 8 lines from the bottom. So we just mentioned that David HaMelech would not say a halacha. He wouldn't paskin while his Rebbe Ira Hayeiri was alive. And now Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda has another teaching related to the relationship of David HaMelech and Ira HaYeiri. So he says, "Kol nosi matnos of the kohenecha mevi ra'av la'olam." Anybody who gives all of his gifts to one kohen brings famine to the world, right? Because in general, you have permission to choose your kohen. Right, there are a certain amount of gifts you have to give the kohen. You can choose which kohanim you want to give it to, and it's in general good to spread the wealth. If someone chooses to, they can give it to all to one person, but the Gemara is saying over here that it's not a positive thing to do that. Shana Amar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ira HaYeiri Haya Kohen LeDavid, that Ira HaYeiri was the kohen to David. So the David who dehava kohen lekule amalo, so he was a David. He was a kohen to David and everybody else, which sounds a little bit not what we're trying to say. But if you take a look at the Hagos Habach, he changes the gears to make really to the point where. So he's a kohen to David. V'chi le David who dehava kohen lekule amalo have a kohen. Or lekule amalo have a kohen ela shahaya, right? Is it? But I think the point is that David only had one kohen. David only had one kohen, so yes, and that's so yeah. El shahayim shakel amat nosav iksim basrei vehi rav bimei David. I mean, it seems to be like yeah, he was a kohen. Wasn't he a kohen to everyone? No, he was David's special kohen. David gave him everything, and then the pasuk says right after this vehi rav bimei David. So it seems to be that that's the cause. Rabbi Eliezer Omer moridin osa migdulaso. He take him down from his gedula for doing such a thing. And we're going to see something that is not related to only having one kohen. So Rashi tells us over here that this is actually jumping la'el kohen, adiziri, b'mora halach b'fnei rabo. We're done with the giving you all your gifts to the one kohen discussion. That's all around. Back to the main discussion, the main tangent that we're discussing, which is passing halach b'fnei rabo. If you do such a thing, you're taken down from your status of gedula. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, vayomer alazar kohen alan shet savav v'gomer. That most Elazar said to the people of the army, and Elazar is the son of Aaron HaKohen, he teaches the halachos of Hagalas Kalim. Now Moshe was still alive at the time. Moshe is Rebbe. So the Gemara says, Afal gav d'amar lehu la'achi abad tziva v'osi lo tziva, even though, if you see the text of the pasuk, it actually if you have over here in the Torah Sefer Shalem, it quotes the pasuk. He says, "Vayomer Elazar Kohen Alan Shet Tzava Bayin Lemilchama Zoschukas Torah Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe." He even said, "Everybody, I'm telling you the halachos that Hashem commanded Moshe, not himself." So he fully attributed it to Moshe, but nevertheless, Yanesh, he was nevertheless punished because he taught halacha b'fnei rabba. So Moshe was still alive, and he taught it, which is, you know, he's really doing something wrong here. But the Gemara says yes to some degree, and Dixiv, and where do we see him being taken down from his gedula? Dixiv is the pasuk says, v'fnei los or kohen yamod, that Yeshua is told that he's going to be, that Elazar HaKohen is going to be there, and he can ask Shilos to Elazar. So Elazar is going to be like the go-to person for Yeshua to ask. And Gemara says, "V'lo ashkachan ditzrich le'el Yeshua," and we don't see anywhere in Sefer Yeshua that Yeshua needed the help of Elazar HaKohen. So it must be that he was demoted. Why is he demoted? Because he taught these halachos in front of Moshe, or b'fnei Moshe. Amar Rabbi Levi, kol demosiv mila kamei rabbe. Anybody who responds to something before his Rebbe, which Rashi interprets to be Meshiv Davar Mora Halacha. Means anybody, means same concept that we're talking about. Azil Shaol below Vlad. He goes down to the grave without having any children. Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Vayan Yoshua Benun Misharis Moshe Mibachurav, Vayomer Adoni Moshe Kilaim. This is in response to Eldad and Medad. They are prophesying in B'machaneh, Yoshua, and Chazal tell us what they might have been prophesying about. They might have been saying that Yoshua is going to lead Klal Yisrael into the land, and Moshe is going to die. But he's very, very zealous on behalf of his rabbin, and he said, kill aim, which means kill him. It could, that's one pshat. Kill aim is kill him. Like kala, bring an end to them, end them right now. Another pshat is that kala, aim, put them in a kala, put them in jail, imprison them. But he was very, very upset. And Moshe Rabbeinu was right there, and he felt the need to speak up. So he was basically Mora Halach B'fnei Rabbo. And what happens? Uksiv, and it says in Divrei Hayam, I believe, it says in Divrei Hayam, when it's listing the lineage of Yeshua, it says Nun Beno, it's talking about his grandfather, and his son Nun, and Yeshua Beno, and the son of Nun, Yeshua. And it ends there. It doesn't mention any more children from Yeshua. Yeshua died without at least sons. And the Gemara attributes it to him being Mora Halacha B'fnei Rabbo over here. And it's worth mentioning that the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Daled Amud Beis mentions that Yoshua did actually have daughters, and he married Rachav from his daughters. I think they end up marrying into Yirmiyahu Hanavi's Kohanic family, so they do come from him. But over here it says without a Vlad, so it could be the Gemara is arguing. Upligad Rabbi Abba Bar Papa. But this argues on Rabbi Abba Bar Papa, who basically, the reason argues is that Rabbi Abba Bar Papa gives a different reason, a different sin that caused Yeshua caused him to die without children, or at least without sons. So he we'll see what this is in a moment. But then maybe we'll go back and say, why does he hold that and not this? Or what we're about to quote, and it could be that he would say, well, listen, this is not Mor Harlacha B'fnei Rabbo. What's he doing? He's jumping up to the defense of the honor of Moshe, saying, well, he's this is horrible what they're doing to you. So you're going to call that a lack of kavod? No, he's trying to give kavod. So perhaps that's the argument that Rav Abba Bar Papa would say, and he would say, but this is the sin that actually caused it. Lo ne'anash Yoshua ela b'shul shabitel es Yisrael laila achas mepiri v'rivya. That Yoshua caused husbands and wives to be separated for one night. And that's why, and by the way, it makes more sense. This is Mita Kedegi Mita that. So maybe that's another reason that in favor of Rav Abba Bar Papa is that there's a mita keneged mita here to his name. His name is Abba Bar Papa. It's Abba and Papa, two father names over here. But this is the cause. So where do we see such a thing? Shneamar, as the pasuk says, Vayihi bios Yoshua b'Yericho. Yoshua was in Yericho. Vayisa einav vayar v'gomer. He raised his eyes and he saw. The pasuk continues. So he sees a malach. So here's not in the Gemara. Vayar v'hine ish omed l'negdo. There's a man standing opposite him. Vachar bo shlufa biado. And there was a sword stretched out in his hand. Vayelech Yoshua elav vayomer. And Yoshua went up to him and said to him, Halonu ata im litzarenu. Which seemingly means, Halonu ata, are you one of us? Im litzarenu. Or are you an enemy? Like, do you come in peace, friend or foe? Do you come in peace, right? Typically, if someone's holding a sword at you, no, you're not so much. And the pasuk shot of the story, by the way, at the beginning of Yeshua, is that he seems to be he seems to be coming in peace. The Baal tells him you're going to be able to defeat, or he takes Shalom Alecha Me'al Raglecha. He tells him take your shoes off your feet, which are very similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. And he tells him what's going to happen, and he's about to face Yericho. But Chazal are saying no. He's holding out a sword. It looks like he's coming for. So Yeshua asks, are you coming in peace? And the Ksiv, and it says Vayomer Lo, he said to him, Ki ani sar tzava Hashem ata basi v'gomer. That I am the Tsar of the officer of the army of Hashem, and now I have come. Amar, this is the main point. Atabasi, and now I have come. So what does this mean? Amar lo, he says to him, Emesh bitaltim tamid shalat ben arbay. V'achsha bitaltim tamid Torah. He says, yesterday you were mevatel the carbon tamid of Ben Abayim. Right? There's two carbon tamidim, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Yesterday you were supposed to bring the carbon tamid in the afternoon, but you didn't because you were busy in war. So you're mevatel the carbon tamid. And now, at night, when you're getting them all to prepare for war, you're mevatel Talmud Torah. You cancel night seder for war. So there are two things you did wrong. So now the question is, Al Eza Mehen Basa, on which one are you coming for? Right? So there are two sins. So that's what Yeshua is really asking. He's saying, which one are you coming for? Amar Lo, he says to him, Ata Basi, now I am coming. Meaning, I am coming for the sin that you did now, the more recent one. I'm coming at night, Bittul Talmud Torah. Yeah, a few hours ago you were Bittul Karban Talmud, but Ata Basi, I'm coming for the now one. Vayelech Yeshua b'layla hu b'socha emek, and it says, not too long afterwards, it says that Yeshua went in that night, and he was in the emek, which in the valley. So Rabbi Yochanan b'lamei shahalach b'umka shahalacha, he did an intense night seder. And so that's what happened. So just a point, it's very interesting. So there's a parallel Gemara in Megillah. We're going to quote the halachic reasoning for this discussion from Maseches Megillah. It's the very beginning of Megillah, Gimel and Aleph at the bottom. And over there, it's Tosos is very interesting. Tosos says he reads the question of the pasuk of Yeshua differently. He said, when he says Halanu ata imlet sarenu, Halanu or imlet ata sarenu, says Halanu, is it because of Torah tziva lanu? Right, he's like, is it because of Lanu, the Torah tziva lanu, or is it litzarenu for our enemies? Because we know the Karbanos, the Chazal tell us, protect us from our enemies. So is it Halanu that you're coming for because of the honor of the Torah tziva lanu? We cancel night seder, or is it because imtzarenu, or is it because of our enemies because you canceled I canceled Karban Tamid? And he says, Vata Basi, I have come for Va'ata, and Tosa says, Va'ata kisru lechem shira hazos. Right? Now, write for yourselves the shira hazos, which is a reference to the Torah. So Va'ata, he's responding. All three of these are codes for their conversation. Now, I heard, so the Panovich Rav asks, what's the idea of like, it's halanu, he should have responded halanu, right? If halanu is code for Torah, so then that's what he responds. So it doesn't really make sense. What's so the fundamentalist said no, because it's based in this fundamental idea of how you relate to the Torah. You know, the they were tired from war there, so what was their action? So if it's just Torah tziva lanu, this is Torah tziva lanu, marash akil sekov, this is something that we have, and we have to do it, we inherited it, it's not really our thing, it's a national ancestral responsibility. So there's one, that's one relationship with Torah, and there's another, that's va'ata kisru lachem shira hazos. There's one that the Torah is a shira, it's the chiyus, and when whether or not you come to night seder is going to be whether you look at it as lanu or ata. Is it because this is what I have to do? So you know what, if this is what you have to do, but if you're really tired, you had a long night, you drop it. But if it's no kisru lachem shira va'ata kisru lachem shira hazos, now I'm gonna do it like that. So that's a high level Torah. So that's how the Pandit Vajra elaborated on Tosos, elaborating on this puzzle. Very, very beautiful idea. Okay, back to our Gemara. It's a short Amma tonight, so it's okay. Yericho. Okay, so he says, "Va'atabasi." So I actually came for what you did right now. So then Yehoshua starts learning in depth, even though it might not been actually that next night that this pasuk was quoted, but he at least committed to that. Ugamiri, and we learned, that, and I don't think this part is in the Gemara in Megillah. The Chol, I don't think so. The Chol Zman She'aranu Shchina Shruin Shalob Makoman Asur Mitasher Shemita, but as long as the Aron and the Shechina are not in their proper place, at least this the main Aron, not in proper place, so Tasha Shemitah is forbidden. So, and Rashi also elaborates over here that nighttime is not usually time for war. So that should have, but nevertheless, Yeshua was leading them. He got them involved and get preparing for war at night when it really wasn't appropriate. At night they should have been learning, or if not learning, with their wives. And because they kept the war formation, and the Aron is still out of place, and they're still preparing for war, so they weren't learning, and they were separated from their wives. And because of that, says Rav Abba Bar Papa, he was punished for his own marital life that he didn't have any children, or at least sons. At least not sons. Amar Bishmul Bar Inya Mishmeda Rav Gadol. Mishmeda Rav, sorry. Gadol Talmud Torah Yosem HaKrovas Tamidim Damar Le Atavasi. That Talmud Torah is greater than HaKrovas Tamidim, bringing it right to do the Avoda, because he said Atavasi. He said, now is why I have come, meaning when you ask the Malach, which am I is Hashem angrier about? So yeah, it's Bittul Talmud Torah then HaKrovas Tamidim. So the reason it's brought up in the Gemara and Megillah is because we're trying to balance out different priorities in Halacha. So we have Kriyas Megillah and Prasuma Nisa, and then we have the Avoda, and we have Talmud Torah. Should you cancel Night Seder to go to a Megillah reading if there's going to be a better, nicer Megillah reading, for example, with a minion? Or you could stay and learn your normal Night Seder and then do a later Megillah. So how does a way out? So we try to bring this in. Well, what if the Kohanim are doing the Avoda? Do they leave the Avoda for Megillah? So that's where this whole Gemara comes up over there. As we're headed towards Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis, nice to have some Megillah shout outs. Okay. Amar Rav Brona. Amar Rav Kol HaYashin Bekila She'ish Ve'ishta Shruyin Ba'alav. Anybody who sleeps in a, Rashi says it's a cheder, in a room where a man and his wife are dwelling. Alava kasuv omer neshe ami tigrushun mi beis tanugeha. The women of my nation you have driven out from the house of their pleasure. Which this is a pasuk that's musar. It's from Mipha, and the pasuk pshat seems to be that you cause some marital problems by killing the husbands or things like that. That's the real context, but the primary pshat over there. But over here, it's a different pshat. Also, is that you cause women to be driven out from the house of their pleasure because your presence in the room, right? So you guys don't mind if I sleep on the floor over here, Well, that's creating marital issues for the family. You're basically causing this couple not to be together. So that is this pasuk is said about you. Vamar Rav Yosef, afilu beishto nida, and even if his wife is a nida, we still say this about you in this pasuk, which is interesting because obviously we're eliminating the Tashra Shemitah component, but there's still something there. There's still a certain intimacy, a certain privacy a husband and wife have that even when Tashra Shemitah is not in the cheshbon that you're interfering with. Rabba Amar imishto nida, he. Tavo olav bracha. No, this is a great thing. Yeah, yeah. If she's a nida, camp out. That's big brachas. So now the Gemara says the lohi. The Gemara says it's not true. Dada idna man natre. Because until this time, who's watching them? Meaning. Husbands and wives don't need chaperones. Halachically, we trust a husband and wife. We don't need you sticking your nose in their business and sleeping in their, camping out in their bedroom when she's in need to make sure nothing happens. Come sit on the couch.
Yeah. Wedding.
What? So it's okay. So yeah. So maybe then tell a bracha, but in general we do trust them. That's one of the exceptions. Okay. So we're going to get another Purim shout in a moment. So now we're back to our Mavoi discussion. Hahu Mavoa Dehava Dyer Ba Lachman Bar Ristak. There was a Mavoi in which lived Lachman Bar Ristak. Lachman Bar Ristak. His name is like bread maker, I don't know. Rashi says Kach Shemo. The one plays out, he's a guy. Now, let's take a look at Tosos. Yes, Tosos, very short Tosos.
Okay, so I understand something.
Lachman Ristach, Rabbeinu Chanan El Garis. Boo! Right? His name was Haman.
It's made from plants.
So Rabbeinu Chanan says that no, it's not Lachman Ristach. It's actually Haman Ristach. I saw in the back of the Masifta, it gives a shot of what Tosos is doing here. Tosos wanted it to be clear. Oh, why do we need to know this guy's father's name? If his name is Haman Barista, so because it's trying to emphasize that it's not Haman Ben Amadasa. We're talking about a different guy named Haman. If you have the idea, so anyway, we have Lachman, but it could be his name was Haman, and it's almost Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. So I feel this is fun to see. Okay, so anyway, he lives in this Mavoi Amru Le Agurlan. So they said, "Do you mind selling us your rishus for Shabbos so we can carry in our mavoi?
What's going to be included?
At least carry things that are already in the mavoi. They would be able to do that. And what happens? I don't trust you. Your witchcraft or whatever the reasons may be." Asu amrulei labaye. So they went up to Abaye amrulehu. They said. Zilu, Batilu, they said, what are we supposed to do? It's very inconvenient now, we're not allowed to carry things that are already in the Mavoi, because this one guy won't sell it to us. So Amar Louis said to them, Zilu, Batilu, Rishu, Saichu, Legabechad. So let's listen to this chap. He says, okay, so how about all of you, the five of you probably more, but whatever. Ten of you in the Mavoi, everybody be mavatel your rishus to one guy. So everyone will say, I'm mavatel my rishus to Reuven. Reuven now has everything. And it's all Reuven's property, and everything belongs to Reuven and Lachman. Okay? So now, havalei yachid b'makom nachri. So now, it's only two guys living together. It's only Lachman and Reuven. V'yachad b'makom nachri lo aser, because we hold like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, right? Kavanuki. So we hold like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and therefore it's only one Jew there. It's Reuven. Not Reuven has a lot of friends, but they don't live there anymore because they were mavata l'rishus to him. So it's only Lachman the guy, Lachman ben Ristak or Haman ben Ristak, and Reuven. And that works. So hold on. I'm really late. We said to him, "Midi have a time? Is this like a good reason? Midi have a time of Ella de lo shchiach the diary. The whole reason that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov allowed this in the first place is that it's uncommon for." For one Jew to live alone here. V'hocha ha-kadairi, but over here, like, you know, it happens, and this is common, and we're all living here. Amar lehu, kol betuli rishusaihu, gabichad milsa delashichahi. Well, you know what else is not uncommon? Where 10 guys all give their property to one guy. That's also very uncommon, meaning the situation we just did. So now, this is a milsa loshlicha, lo gashar b'rabbana, so Rabbana are not talking about our case. So, right. So your reaction might be Rava's reaction. Rav Huna bereder Rav Yeshua Amar Azal. Azal Rav Huna bereder Rav Yeshua Amar Lishmaita Kameda Rava. So he says this teaching for Rava. Amar Le, Rava says to him, Imkain b'tal to Torah Sheir of Meosa Mavoi. If so, you're just mavatil Torah Sheir from the Mavoi. You just like you basically undid the concept of Erev over here. So it looks like there's like some, there is a gear so that has, Amarlay in here, a ghost of Tsunami, quotes it, and definitely has elaborated by Rashi. So he says to him, Dima Arve, so should we, but should we make an Eruv? Rashi says, Dima Arve, Benehen Afa Gav Delo Mahani, even though it doesn't help, maybe we should still make an Eruv. In this situation, because right, people are going to forget about Torah's Eruv. So you're going to say, like, we're living here. We plan on living here for, you know, forever, and we're not going to have an Eruv situation. And maybe Eruv will be forgotten. So maybe we should make an Eruv. So he says Yomer Eruv Moel, B'Makom Nachri. So they said, well, maybe people will think that the Eruv will help in a Makom Nachri, right? Maybe whether you allow it or you don't. Like if this is incorrect halacha, why should you do it? Could be even if they're saying. Maybe we don't need the air, but should we make one anyway? So the response is, Demach Rezinon. No, we'll announce it. Rashi says, Hava Yodin She'en Eruvenu Moil Klum, Vein Anamotzi and Mechatra Sechash She'en Lamavoy. Right, we're like, maybe we'll announce it, make it very clear. Everyone clapping on the Bima. The Mavoy Bima, our Eruv doesn't help at all, and we're not taking anything out of our chutzner to the Mavoy. And the only reason we're carrying around is because we're Shiyachid, but don't think it's actually, this is helpful. So Rava seems, seemingly Rava responds, Achrazasa Ledardiki. Is there going to be a hachrasa for the children, for the younger generations? Rashi says v'chi hachrasa zumo ilu ledoros. You can clap this Shabbos. Hadoros abo and shayiru osim metaltlin kan v'lo shama b'hachrasa. Unless maybe they use if they would announce it every week, maybe there's an argument. But like the kids are going to grow up. They're going to grow up in this situation that they see. Oh, Mavoy helped in this situation. Even with the guy and this and that. So. So it seems to me, no, you should not create that incorrect halachic situation so the halachos aren't forgotten, because ultimately that will teach incorrect halachos. Amar Rava, we'll just draw more. Amar Rava, lezochad minayu lekarev le. So let one person go and get close to him. Rashi says, Yishtadel imanachri ad shiyahava sheyehehavo. Butter him up, become friends with him. Velishomine duchta velinach beimidi tahavale kischiro velikito. And what you should do when you get chummy with him, say, do you mind? Like, can I put something over here, like outside your area? And you okay? Oh, of course, no problem. No, just get off my back. And then what you did there. You're like renting from him. And that would count as enough, meaning this is Rava's Eitza, have one guy become friends with the guy, and do like a small scale version of borrowing, renting, and that'll be enough to get the job done. It's interesting is that the irony that comes out of it is that the whole point is that it shouldn't be like, you know, he shouldn't learn from his ma'asav, and you're telling, okay, you know what, tell one guy to become friends with him. So it's just funny how that works out, and didn't think that fully through how that's not an issue, but that's what we have for now.